The question was asked, you're sitting in Beis Medrash, and someone comes in and says, I need a hand moving furniture in my apartment. It's a widow, it's an orphan. The answer is, go look outside. There are plenty of people out there you could ask to help you move your furniture. There's no reason to take the guy sitting in Beis Medrash and learning. And if you can't afford it, so there are plenty of nice people out here. There's no reason that the guy sitting in Beis Medrash should be the first person that everyone thinks, oh, let me go waste his time. People need a minion at the Beis HaKvaros. They have Yahrzeit. They want to bring 10 people. Come, say Kaddish with me. No, don't go say Kaddish with him. You guys gave up so much of your life to come here and learn Torah. You want to do acts of kindness? That's great. Set a time. Don't destroy your days doing acts of kindness. There are plenty of guys that come here and then they run around doing all kinds of nice things instead of sitting and learning. This is your opportunity in life. You have to care for yourself. Have some pity on yourself. In the long run, you have to learn. If you're not going to learn now, when? So people are very quick to take advantage of yeshiva guys. They're the cheapest labor. Come do a mitzvah. No, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm learning Torah. That's exactly what I'm doing here. So you'll tell me, we said if it's a mitzvah that won't be accomplished by other people, who said I have to be the world friar? Who said I have to be the easy man to go to? What does that mean? Say anytime. You see that all the time. People need a minion for Sheva Brachas. Come, make a minion for Sheva Brachas. They need a minion to go to the cemetery. Come, make a minion for cemetery. No, why does that poor deceased person have to have this Avera on his chart that he stopped you from learning Torah? Why would you do that to him? That's not a good idea. So you want to get a minion? Go hire 10 people. You want to get a minion? Get 10 people who aren't learning. There are plenty of people out there who are unemployed that would be very happy to come and help you make a minion that are looking to get this mitzvah. There are plenty of people in Machon Meir who do not make it to the Beis Medrash that are walking outside smoking and talking and petting the cats. Fine, go hire them. No problem. But to pull a guy out of Beis Medrash in Machon Meir, you guys, you know that I come here when I have fever and I come here when I'm sick like a dog. I've come here on Thursday night sometimes and had to leave the class to go vomit in the bathroom to come back and continue class, and not once and not twice. And the reason is because I value your time. I know that you guys are sometimes you save up a year to come here for a week in order to learn Torah. So now I'm going to waste the night? I sometimes miss family simchas because I say I can't miss Machon Meir. You guys are doing everything to come here and take advantage of your time. So now because this guy comes and he's going to give you a bad conscience and tell you, hey, you know, my poor dad, he was such a nice guy, and tonight's his Yahrzeit, and we don't have a minion. Very nice. Go to shul tonight. Go to shul the night before. Go post on Janglo. There are a million ways to get volunteers to come and be at your funeral. The easy cop-out is to come to Machon Meir and waste the guy's times. No, that's not the type of mitzvah you should stop your learning for. Let them go and find someone else. The yeshiva was not built for people to waste your time.
What do you tell them?
You tell them, I'm very sorry, I really won't be able to make it this time. Finished, people let it go. I have a chavrusa, I owe to my chavrusa, I have a seder, whatever. You're going to start explaining to them that Torah is a little bit more important than free people for hire. They're not going to understand that, so don't bother.
I like your answer to let the guy at the funeral, so I wouldn't want that on his conscience. Pull me out of the
No, they won't. They won't accept that. You won't end up with a Kiddush Hashem. They won't understand it, though. So the answer is simple. I'm sorry, I can't make it today. Why? I'll tell you a different time. You don't owe him an answer why. Just because he's a chutzpahdik person doesn't mean you have to cave in. Your time is not his time. And if he doesn't value your time, you should value your time. You guys have done a lot to come here and learn. You feel you need the break? Go do a mitzvah with your break time. I have no problem. But most of the time, it has nothing to do with whether you feel you need a break. It has to do with the fact that he decided he's going to take the easy route and come here and take guys out of yeshiva. No, that's not what you're here for. Yeah.
Well, first of all, if I can make that situation slightly...